About 5,000 Alaskans were sent out of Alaska. They were found mentally ill, well, actually insane. They were found insane if they had developmental disabilities or mental health problems. And they were taken by dog sled, by boat, by airplane, by sleds with horses, down to Valdez, and then to Seattle, and then to Portland, to Morningside Hospital. Many of them never came home. Their families don't know whatever happened to them. And they're buried in cemeteries, four cemeteries in Portland. And what led me into this was that someone was looking for a family member, and we finally figured out that all of these were done by court order, because that's the only way the Department of Interior would pay for the person's keep, was if there was a court order. And so that's how I got started through the court records. They are amazing stories about these 5,000 people. The youngest that I've read about is a child of 6 weeks, and the oldest was a man of 94, and everywhere in between. The wonderful thing for me is how personal the story has become. I get into a cab in Barrow. Two people are riding in the cab. The old guy asked me what I was doing. I was just at the radio station talking about Morningside. Oh, my mother was at Morningside. I don't know what happened to her, you know. So then you take down her name. Everywhere I go in rural Alaska, I find that people have been touched, their families have been touched by the stories. And there are other stories like this, particularly adoptions, guardianships, in which families can find out things that they've wondered about. So for me, this is a really important step, that these court records have come to one place where people can research and look not only for what happened with their family, but what happened in Alaska? What was going on in Alaska? There are village records, village boundaries. There are all kinds of interesting things in these court records, because there was the post office and the court, and that's where the records were. So it's my pleasure to be here today, and this is a great move for Alaska history.